74 DJW Mobile.
Hey. Or you do say, I do. N0TR Mobile.
You having good holidays?
We are. I had to have a shunt put in from my kidney to my bladder, and oh, it's not the happiest thing I've done on the 26th for my Christmas present. And I just don't feel real good, but I'm doing all right. And the kids are here from Michigan. The granddaughter's flying in, when is it, tomorrow or next day? Tomorrow morning from Ohio State University. And we're headed to Amy's house now for prime rib.
It is when you have people scattered out all over the United States. That's the same way it is with us. We've got people all the way up in the UP, Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and then out west and all the way down to Fort Myers. Cover every corner of the U.S.
I'm telling you, that fog's getting bad. We're just up here, not far from, going along where the old peach farm was here, Dave. But, I hope you can make contact with them. You know, the kids took us up there to that island. What was the name of it, Bernice? Mackinac Island from Detroit. And I believe that's even boonier than Kansas. Wow. You got to be tough to live up there, Dave.
Every state has their area like that, like Harlan County in Kentucky. I think there's a place like that in every state, just about. Maybe not all. I guess Maine and Pennsylvania and Vermont, those kinds of places, probably not. But I think every other one's, all the other ones do. Anyway, what year is your truck?
It's a 2011. I think I got 55,000 on it.
Okay. I thought it was older than that. Mine, I've been hunting for 2 days for where the fuel, I got a fuel filter for it. They said change them once every 50 to 90,000 miles or every 5 years, and mine's been 30 years next year. So I figured I'd go ahead and change it. I'm changing all the belts, all the hoses, and all the filters. And you got to take the front tire off on mine to get up under the intake manifold, the front tire on the driver's side, to get to the fuel filter. I didn't know if you knew that or not. I don't know if they changed that by 2011 or not, but it is not easy to get to.
No, and we drive ours to the dump once a week, and there's a doggy sticking his head out of the window here. And that's, you know, the kids are driving it now. And we do drive it if we need to haul anything, but that's very seldom now as we get older. But those are good trucks. And who was it told me the other day that they had so many miles on their truck? Bernice? Was that Patrick? No? Somebody else. It was Ariel. And he had 287,000 miles on that diesel truck of his, Dave.
You're looking up how many, you know, I was looking up how many miles you do this and how many miles you do that. And somebody asked the question, how many miles is a Toyota Tacoma good for on average? And the answer was, the average answers, if you average them all up, the ones that are scoured by the internet bots, is 300,000 miles. You're good. They're good for about 300,000 miles, and then that's about it.
Well, I love my Avalon, I love my Tacoma. The Hal's going to drive the Avalon tomorrow. He said he'd take the truck, and they're going to pick Abigail up at Charlotte. No, you're not. You're going to drive the car. I think he'll like it. I'll just have to show him where a couple of these buttons are at. But he worked in, he was an engineer and then corporate. But they made automobile seats for the foam in the car seats and started out like you did as a technician and worked his way up. So I'm pretty sure he'll nap quickly. But they are good cars. Ariel said just a couple of days ago, he's going to have to put a transmission in it, not out mine. That's really bad at 287,000 miles.
I mean, rebuilding turbo 350s and turbo 400s and Camaros and Trans Ams at 60 to 70,000 miles, that's when they would wear out before. The automatic transmissions. And, yeah, starting out working on the floor and then, you know, getting your education and going up, it makes you a lot better knowledge-wise. You have both ends of the stick, right? You have the knowledge on the shop floor, plus you have the knowledge, the book smarts. That's a hard combination to beat. My uncle told me that. My uncle did the same thing at Bell South. He started out climbing poles, played basketball on telephone poles. And whoever didn't catch the ball when it came back up to their 30 feet off the ground had to go down and get the ball and go back up the pole. So you didn't miss the ball. But you're also hanging by a thread, you know, with just those spikes. Anyway, he did all that, and he wound up being a director at Bell South before he retired. So that is a good way to do it. It's a tough way to do it. It's hard, but you learn a lot that way.
Well, I had a friend up in Kansas, and he was a chubby little black guy, but had a temperament like Santa Claus. I mean, wonderful man. Become a minister later on. And I remember every year that they had a van, and him and his wife, Hattie, would take a whole van full of toys down to children in Mexico every year. Even one year I tried to get him not to because there was tornadoes down there, and they did get stopped, but they didn't get hit. But he was K6KIF, and he worked for, I think it was Bell South. It was in Southern California, and what a great guy. But, yeah, it's a good way to learn your way up. My grandson, I'm really surprised. He's going over here to this Bonds right there in Greer. I'm amazed at what that young man has learned about automobiles, and he'll just tackle anything anymore. He's not too good at the electronics yet, and I've been trying to encourage him, if he wants to go that way, to get a degree in electronic engineering and, you know, the automobile one. But, I don't know, Amy, my daughter's... She can do anything. I mean, she had statics and all of the real high math courses and that, but she doesn't like electricity. And I said, well, electricity's pure mathematics. No, I don't like it, Dan.
What you want? I remember when I switched, when I went back to school, I went back for mechanical engineering because I was a mechanic and I was a machinist. And I thought that would be the best thing for me because I'll know more about what it is that I'm doing. But then once they forced me to go to a computer class, you get a taste of other stuff. I got a taste of that, and ooh, it's like a horse smelling water. There's no stopping it. So it's hard at his age to know what he wants to do. But once he gets in there and starts smelling the roses, he'll find a rose he likes.
When I joined the Navy, I didn't know an amp from an ohm, and had a bad attitude about high school, which I'm sorry for, and I had my butt kicked, but my dad was gone all the time on the railroad, my mom was busy with a job, and no excuse, Dave, but when they told me, they said, we'll give you school, Tom, but, you know, if you don't pass it, well, you're going to the fleet, and you're going to be washing airplanes and cleaning heads, which is the restrooms, and chipping paint and stuff like that. And, you know, I got real interested in electricity real quick.
The motivator, I failed to think about, but, yeah, that was one of the things that motivated me as well. Well, I'm over here at AutoZone. I got to pick up a hydraulic jack. My tire will not come off the hub. All the lugs are off of it, but it will not come off the hub. It's rusted. So I got to get a hydraulic jack to put it on the frame and push the tire off, force it off of there. Anyway, if you're still there, when I get out, I'll pick you up then. N0TR, W4DJW.
Okie doke, Dave. Well, you got a wonderful background, and I was glad I was exposed to a lot of different things. And, Got a lot to be proud of. W4DJW in 0GR73.
KQ4, KQD, radio check.
KQD in 0TR, you're making the repeater. A little bit of white noise with you.
Thanks, got a brand new Yaesu 3165 I'm trying out. It's doing pretty good. I probably need a better antenna on it. I'll work on that. KQ4, TQD out.
Nice to meet you. My name's Tom and I'm in Greer. And your radio is doing fine. This is 0TR.
On the air, it's a big help when people are available to help out problem solving. Thanks so much.
Yes, doing fine. And like I said, there's just a little bit of white noise. But you know what? With the weather being sucky out here right now, I'd say you're doing just great. This is N0TR Mobile.
Good night.
N0TR clear.
TQ4, TQD out.
For DJW Mobile.